At the top of the program, at the top of the show, I mentioned this that came in, and this is at Just the News. You can see this. Hunter Biden and partners aided Chinese in their bid to buy Westinghouse and corner the nuclear power market with CEFC. Just another example of how the Chinese are trying to undercut America and have all the control for themselves. Join me now, Animo, member of the new federal state of China. Anna, good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know this wasn't at the top of the list today, but it just crossed my desk. It's a comprehensive report from John Solomon. And here are the Chinese Communist Party, trying to corner the nuclear market. And why do the Chinese try to corner markets? That way they can destroy markets in foreign countries and take complete control for themselves globally. That's what they're trying to do, isn't it?
That is indeed the case. Now, from many instances, the New Federal State of China have been sharing, exposing about the CCP, and they are actually trying to grasp as much possible power in the nuclear sector as possible. Now, we've discussed previously about their plans on invading Taiwan, and also their plans on conquering the countries and seizing the powers in the West. Now, it's all about these steps. So we wouldn't be surprised if now there is a report on that talking about how they are trying to seize as much of the market as possible in this case, because that is what they have been doing in the past and also right now.
Yeah, you know, and I see this, and it ties into something that's been going on here in America, in Michigan. I've been watching these two electric battery plants being pushed into the heart of the country. Now, they're being rejected, and now they're being looked at by the federal government because local citizens said, what are we doing here? We can't have a CCP battery plant in the heart of Michigan in two different places. It all ties together. It's China trying to push its influence into America with the intent of killing America. Isn't that the goal?
That is the goal here. The CCP have always seen U.S., the United States of America, as a enemy of the CCP. So they want to use as much influence as possible in different sectors and trying to put in the game and trying to put in the name of helping the people or helping to build infrastructure. But in the end, it's just to achieve the goal of the CCP as the sole purpose. So nothing more than that. That is their simple goal over here.
Yeah. All right. So that's what's happening here. Back in China, a new cultural revolution, I understand. The CCP seizing land from its people. Intensified cult of personality behavior. More words and phrases are being censored and cut out so that they march to the right song and the right theme and the right agenda and the right propaganda to make sure everybody's in line with what China's about to do. Is that what you're hearing as well?
That is what we have been seeing in the past, and now it's being intensified in the recent times. So we know in many provinces inside China right now, the CCP is seizing back the contracted management land from the people. Now, of course, we know how socialism and communism works. That is, whatever belongs to you, belongs to the people, the houses, the lands, the properties, assets, you know, so on and so on, are being communalized. So they are being gathered all into the control of the government, allegedly under the name of sharing among society or called equality among society. So drawing the image that everyone is going to be rich and there will be no more just elites controlling the rich or controlling the assets. But in the end, it is the CCP, the kleptocratic families controlling everything of the people. So in this case, that's what it has been doing.
Yeah, it's the Chinese model that they want the world to use. The Chinese model of a social media score. The Chinese model that you can be monitored wherever you go, no matter what you do, walking down the street, going to the bathroom, whatever it might be. It's constant monitoring. It's constant surveillance. It's 24 hours a day. It is, well, it's Orwell realized.
That's what it is. Orwell.
It's Orwell realized, and they want to bring that system to the United States. And too many compliant politicians in America seem okay with that. It's insane to me, but too many compliant politicians are willing to bow down to the Chinese. It makes me wonder if they're bought off. What do you say?
This is absolutely unfortunate and very, you should say, upset to see, because nothing is for the people anymore. So, we know, as for the CCP, everything is designed to enhance their power, magnify their ideology, and legitimize the rule of the CCP. associated. Yeah, it's all about that. And now we are seeing it happening in the US to the American people. This is not and should not be allowed to happen anymore. So we are using our experiences for the people that have lived inside China, for the people that are still suffering inside China. This is an experience that we can share to you. We need to fight and we need to say no. And don't just comply with this. We can't invite and we can't welcome it towards our countries.
Look, the Chinese have been gaming this for 40 years. Before Richard Nixon normalized relations in 1972. This game has been in full swing for a long time. We're at war. China knows it. We don't. How do we stop it at this point? We've only got about a minute left here, Anna. Give me some advice.
Thank you very
much. Practical advice as to how we stop what's happening in its tracks. Go ahead.
Yeah. Everything that we can do here is, of course, first of all, realize where the problem lies. Share the truth. Because like Steve, you have just mentioned a very good point here is many of us or people that we have are living in different countries around the world. We don't know. We are in a war. We don't know what the CCP have been put out in front of us. It's like a trap that's just waiting for us to get in. And then we're still welcoming with our hands wide, our arms wide, and then say, oh, you can come towards our country. That is not okay. First of all, we need to realize what the problem is. We need to learn about where the problem lies. And then speaking of all of this, imagine for those young generation, the education that you have been going through, or the media you are looking at. So that is when we need to say no, and that is when we need to draw the line. So of course, decoupling comes with the key. And all the actions from the people, your voice matters. Every voice that has been shared here, in the comment here, that matters towards everyone.
Speak up and be heard. Speak up and be heard, Anna. That's what you're saying. Anna Moo, thank you for being here. New Federal State of China at NFSC Speaks. At NFSC Speaks on social media all over. Anna, thank you.
Thank you very much.